Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Do you think riding Ragbri is tough? Try Afraid, a fast ride across Iowa in a day. And it's for a good cause, Bethany Christian Services. Let's learn more about it and go in depth with Josh Cowman, Eric Recker, and Leah Garland for Bethany Christian Services, Pella. So you guys have a big ride coming up Saturday, don't you?
We do.
Are you ready? I mean, all the way across the state of Iowa, that's pretty incredible.
Well, I think at this point it's ready or not. Here we go.
This will be our third year for the ride, so we kind of know what to expect. Although the weather always plays a crucial role, but we've kind of been through it, or at least Eric and myself and one other guy have been on this ride the last 3 years. So we've got some guys who are going to join us for the first time this year, so they'll get to experience what this is all about.
And Afraid is a fast ride across Iowa in a day.
That's right. Correct.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're brave or tough or crazy or maybe all of that, aren't you?
We've heard all of those.
Yeah. Those are pretty nice compared to some of the things that we've said. We've heard
really?
Crazy is a pretty common one, and they go on from there.
Well, and this is for a great cause, right? Leah, could you tell us about it?
Yes, definitely. The guys have joined up to benefit Bethany Christian Services, and this will benefit our counseling program when we work with expectant parents who are in unplanned pregnancies, and that's both men and women in the pregnancies. And so we're really excited to have them teaming up with us in this passion for what they love to do, but also in their passion for kids and helping out a worthy cause.
Well, and I mean, you're right. What a great cause. And you're doing something that's, I mean, it's unusual. It's I don't know if it's unique or not, but a fast ride across Iowa in a day is pretty unique. So it's a high profile public event teamed with a great cause. Tough to beat, huh?
It is tough to beat. Like Josh said, this is the third year that we've done this. And the first year we did this and we just decided to do it. I don't know if fun is the right word, but just as a challenge. And we didn't have a benefactor to do it for that first year. And the feeling of being able to ride last year for it to support Bethany was much more fulfilling than the first year. So very excited to get to do that again.
And this is a high-profile, big event for Bethany, isn't it?
It is, definitely. Last year was our first time of really promoting the event, and I think people were starting to learn about it. But this year, I think people are really excited. They heard about how fun it was last year and just what a huge challenge it was. But also, we got to have adoptive families meet us along the route. And this year, we have some really excited families who will be getting some fire trucks out and some, you know, just a lot of people from the communities coming out to help encourage the riders on and to benefit Bethany.
And how much did you raise last year?
Last year we had brought in, what did we decide? It was about $28,000 with a last large gift that came in. And so this year we have a goal of $25,000, but if we see it up from that, we'll take it. And we are right now almost at 30% of our goal. So we're excited to see people coming in the last couple of days to help support this.
And it comes rolling in afterwards after all the publicity hits, I bet.
Afterwards, throughout the day, I'll be checking my emails and see different donations come in from the online donations, and people will be texting in donations and things like that. So we're really excited.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about Afraid, a fast ride across Iowa in a day, with Josh Cowman, Eric Recker, and Leah Garland. Well, and your route is an interesting looking route. You start in Nebraska City, Nebraska on Highway 2. You go, I don't know if I want to say all of the towns, but a lot of people will recognize Clarinda, Mount Air, Leon, Corydon, Centerville, Bloomfield, and then you end up in Fort Madison.
That's right. Yeah, the first year we rode Highway 2, like Eric mentioned, and then the second year we tried, or last year, I guess, we tried Highway 92, Just a little more traffic than I think we had bargained for there. So we chose to go back down to Highway 2 just for safety of all the riders. And it's a little hillier than 92. It's also about 10 miles shorter. So
is that good?
That I suppose it kind of equals out, right? So I think it'll be good to get back on 92 and maybe deal with a little less traffic. That can kind of mentally that can be tough. So I think that we made the right choice by switching back to Highway 2.
Yeah, I watched you go on 92. I mean, I saw some riders last year, and the traffic might have been, you know, I see why that might have been a bit much.
Yeah.
We've learned some things in the last couple of years as far as how to have escorts while we're going there. We try to ride as a pack and have a vehicle in front of us and behind us with their flashers on. Now, certainly not every other driver thinks that's such a good idea, but at least we're protected in that pack there, and we're trying to do things as safe as we can. So an ultimate goal for this year would probably be to not end up in the Dollar General store in Bloomfield under a pouring rain deciding if we should go on. So,
well, you guys sound like you've been there before.
2 years ago.
Yep. 2 years ago, we were in the Dollar General in Bloomfield, shivering and wondering who was going to be the first one to get back on their bike. So ultimately, Eric and Wes and I did, and we finished. But it was there was some soul searching going on, that's for sure.
Well, this year, perfect weather, right?
You bet. That's what we're hoping for. Yeah, you know what? I think we start looking at the advanced weather forecast sometime in January, generally.
Yep. Farmer's Almanac.
Farmer's Almanac. Yeah. What we can determine. Ideally, we'd like it to be close to 60 degrees with a strong wind out of the west. But it's looking more like 80 degrees with a wind out of the south-southeast. So we battled that a little bit last year, so we'll be used to that. But definitely staying hydrated will be key.
Mm-hmm. And so do you carry a lot of water? That's what the support vehicles are for, huh?
Yeah, you bet. We've got some great sponsors. You know, we've got Sterling Physical Therapy here is a big sponsor of ours. And then also Marty with Iowa Bike and Fitness. Krakus Law Office and actually Rekkers Dental Office supports us as well. But Sterling sends his trailer, so we'll load up some coolers with all of our drinks and food and nutrition. And that's what we'll... When we make those stops in Mount Air and Cord and places like that, we'll be refueling our bottles and getting ready to go.
So how many riders do you hope for, or is it all set? No more new registrants, or can people join along?
You know, we really don't put it out that way just because of the safety concern. We like to know who we're riding with. So actually it's, you know, been kind of the same group here for the last few years, but we've got 7 of us that are going to do either all or part of the ride. So it's not like we're selling tickets. It's mostly guys from our triathlon club here in Pella that are doing the ride this year. So.
Okay, so it's a small, tight-knit group.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I was wondering about that because I was thinking there could be some pretty pokey guys holding you guys that are ready to charge ahead to the other stream. But if you had a big pack, you'd have some people holding you back. You don't want that, huh?
The real advantage with this, doing it this way, is we all train together, we all ride together, we know our strengths and weaknesses, and we also know one thing that can happen during a long day of biking is somebody can start to get a little foggy mentally, and that's usually a nutrition issue, but it's also a fatigue issue. And so kind of have an understanding with the guys that if somebody is going to that place, then we either stop right there and they get in a vehicle and ride at least to the next stop, or hopefully it doesn't happen, but could come to the decision it's time to end the ride for that person for the day. So it's important that we all know each other and we're comfortable with each other and able to make those judgment calls for each other.
So you're beyond the sort of tough macho, we're going to make it to the end thing, or?
I hope so. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'd say right about that Cord in Centerville area is where we'll see if that kicks in or if we decide to take a little break. So,
yeah.
Yep.
Well, you have to rely on trust each other for the safety. You don't want to push to the end and some guy get sick.
Sure.
Yeah. And this is a tremendous group of guys. I mean, these are all really strong guys, and we support each other and encourage each other. So there'll definitely be a lot of that going on.
You bet.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation about Afraid, a fast ride across Iowa in a day, with Josh Kalman, Eric Recker, and Leah Garland.
So lots of training behind it?
Oh, yeah. This year has been a little trickier just because of the long winter that we had. Generally, we're 1st of March. We are outdoors and getting our outdoor rides in and already ticking up to our 100-plus mile bike rides on Saturday, and then following that up with, you know, around 40 to 50 the next day on Sunday. So this year it's been a lot more time on our bike trainers in our basements. So we'll see. We're hoping that that indoor training translates to some Highway 2 success. But it's definitely been a shorter outdoor season for all of us. But we're vets. This is old hat, I suppose.
Old hat.
Right.
Sounds great.
259 miles. That's how long it is, though, huh?
That's how long it is. Yep.
I don't want to do 259 miles in my car.
Well, those are the people we haven't mentioned yet. The people that get to drive across the state at 20 miles an hour, looking at our behinds all day. And kind of supporting us that way. So that's a long day for them too. They're happy to hit Fort Madison just like we are. So
yeah,
I bet. And they're driving slow.
Yep.
And they have to be attentive and careful.
I mean,
probably even more than normal, you know,
you bet.
Driving that slow. Yep. You're probably going, what, 25 miles an hour, 30, whatever?
Well, in an ideal situation, we'd be able to stay about 20. And then obviously be uphills will be more like 10, and then downhills,
however fast we can go.
But yeah, it's a monotonous day for those who are probably especially monotonous for the following vehicle, the vehicle that's behind us. That would be quite a challenge, I think, too.
But if I can chime in here, last year was my first year as one of the SAG vehicles, and I thought it would be kind of a boring day, but it was the most exciting of days, getting to watch these guys just push themselves to the limits. I remember going uphill at one point and thinking there's no way they're going to make it. They were just, you know, almost to the end of their energy, and there they went, and it was just this renewed sense of, here we go again, let's keep going. And I mean, I thought it was extremely exciting, even if we were going very slow throughout the state.
So you felt a part of it for sure.
Definitely. And fun to get to stop wherever they were stopping, getting to see the people that came out to support them, and just getting to see their hearts throughout it was just amazing.
And people along the way, how are they? Do they know you're coming? Are they happy? Are they cheering? What's happening?
Yeah, it just kind of depends. So obviously Bethany has some adoptive families that are scattered throughout. So there was kids with signs and all that kind of stuff and yelling. And there are numerous amounts of Casey's along the route. So we're stopping, and we try and keep our stop short. But yeah, there's a general public that usually wants to know what you're up to. And we get a lot of, training for RAGBRAI. And it's like, well, we're kind of doing RAGBRAI today. And so there's usually some laughs. But yeah, there's a lot of general support and people who are curious about what we're up to.
And do you collect pledges along the way? Does that happen?
We did. I remember getting a few in after we would leave a stop, and the same people would then go back home and fill out their sponsorship online. We did get a few last year. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I think all of us are kind of on social media, so I think there were a few Facebook messages or Twitter messages of people who were saying, hey, I'm in for 25 cents a mile or a dollar a mile or whatever, kind of as the day went on. So we'll gladly take those. That's nice encouragement during the day.
It is.
And I think a few of the people along the way had no idea really what this was going to look like. And after they got to see you guys out there and see how much work it was, they went right back in and said, no, we're going to help donate and help benefit and encourage these guys.
And so when you're riding and you're tired and you're hungry and you're thirsty and in pain, do you think about what you're riding for?
Absolutely. It's neat to think that what you're doing is for something much bigger than just fitness. So you're driving along, and those families at the stops last year, when you'd pull in and you couldn't wait to get to a stop, and there were these kids that were just jumping up and down, and they were so excited to see you, and to just help an organization that that is faith-based, and knowing that kids' lives are going to be better because of this is just it's awesome to think about. Depending on weather conditions, we'll have to think about that either a little or a whole lot.
Same for me. My connection with Bethany, I'm currently a board member, but when I was a sophomore in high school, my girlfriend got pregnant. And so eventually placed, and so I have a 14-year-old birth daughter, and so and along with that, my wife has also been a social worker with Bethany, working with birth parent situations, and so our family is just tied to Bethany, and so for me, it's I'm living it all the time, and so that's why it just made a lot of sense to let's do this ride, and fortunately, I had a lot of friends who are like Eric, who are also crazy, but also just, you know, have a really solid background and want to do some good if we can. And so we took something we loved and were able to support an agency that I love and that these guys have really kind of adopted. So adopted, I used the word adopted. There you go.
Well, and so you're still accepting pledges, aren't you?
We definitely are. And people can go to our Bethany website and give online if they'd like. They can stop in the office, drop off a donation, or can send over a message with email or by phone, a text, or whatever it might be. We'd love to have people join us in this. And I'm excited to see what God does through this. We've been working with a lot more of vulnerable children. As we look back over this past, just since the beginning of this year, we had three months, January through March, where we had $20,000 that we were paying out for rent and food and medical assistance for people in unplanned pregnancies. And that's a large amount compared to what we've done in the past. But we've seen situations with the most vulnerable children involved. We've had a lot of alcohol exposure, a lot of drugs in utero, just very stressful situations. And so these are kiddos not experiencing, you know, the least amount of stress in utero during the pregnancy, but we're so excited that we're getting to meet with these expectant parents and hopefully relieving some of this stress throughout the pregnancy and hoping that the child will be born healthy and doing well.
And so when you guys hit mile 259 in Fort Madison and climb off your bikes, you're going to feel pretty good on, you know, at multiple levels, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember that so clearly. The last bit is obviously, well, hopefully not, but probably going to be in the dark.
Yep.
And so when we rolled into last year, when we rolled into
Muscatine,
yep. And we went to a park, and there was a family that was waiting for us there. And being able to step off the bike and lean it up against the trailer and know that we didn't have to get back on it was a pretty incredible feeling.
Yeah, they had cupcakes and strawberries and high fives, and it was just a lot of fun to see them out there at, I think it was about 9:30 p.m., and they were still out there waiting for us, and we were a little behind schedule, I think, due to some of the wind that we were dealing with, but it was just, yeah, it's great to see them, and families throughout the way, same thing. That's just, it's pretty cool.
Thanks to Josh Kalman, Eric Recker, and Leah Garland for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.